This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Small Business Administration says more than a month in, there's still around $110 billion left in the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program, the possibly forgivable loans that were part of the main economic rescue package. That's a quite different situation than we were telling you about back in April when the first round of PPP funding ran out in something less than 2 weeks. And oh, by the way, didn't always wind up with small businesses. We had Lori Stewart on the program as all that was happening. She's the president and CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle, Washington, and we have gotten her back on the phone. Ms. Stewart, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Let's see, we spoke a month ago, maybe, plus or minus, and you were basically out of money for the PPP loan program, but you had lots of people waiting. How did that work out?
Well, that's true. We made about 300 loans for $48 million and then ran out of money and had about 200 folks still in the pipeline. But I'm really excited to tell you, and I am genuinely excited, that we were able to get all of those folks in the second round. And in fact, we got them in the first couple of days of the second round.
Wow.
And I'd also like to share, if you don't mind, that our smallest loan is $900.
Wow. That's what, all right. So without, you know, identifying information, what kind of business was it? Do you remember? Do you
know? So it's a self-employed individual. One of the things we saw in round two is lots of smaller dollar amounts and lots of self-employed. That's because in round one, the guidance for that didn't come out till the last couple of days. So those folks, the gig workers, the contract workers, we saw a lot more of those in the second round, and we're still seeing them. We have about 80 loans in the pipeline now. We have a few come in every day. We're trying to spread the word that there's still money, especially to those maybe underbanked businesses that may not think they qualify.
Can we turn to forgiveness here for a minute? Because that was one of the really attractive things about this program for, I imagine, a lot of small businesses. It is, and look, I've read up on this, but I'm no scholar on it. It is enormously complicated.
It is complicated. And I think bankers and small businesses together took a leap of faith and said, this is the right thing. We're going to apply for this money, and we're going to hope we can get through the forgiveness process. Now, we're just enforcing the rules of the SBA, right? So clients come to us and say, well, what's this, and should we do that, and how do we interpret that? And we kind of get stuck between the SBA and, and the small business. And we say to the small business person, you know, you might consult with your attorney or your accountant. If I'm the guy that got that $900 loan, I am my accountant, right? I don't have any money for an attorney.
Yeah. Do me a favor and take a step back here, would you, Ms. Stewart, and think big economic picture. You are a person who's been in banking her whole life. She knows what's going on in her community. You're in touch with your customers and your clients. What's your big economic worry right now?
It might be a little bit different than it was if you and I had this phone call even a couple of days ago. I am the somber events in our country, the massive number of people we have on the streets in protest, which is part of our American heritage. And yet I look on the TV and I watch the streets outside my home and I see all those people together, not masked. And I feel like, is this the beginning of that much faster second spike? And how will small business that we're just starting to get reopened be able to overcome some of the hurdles now? It's a real challenge.
Lori Stewart is the president and CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Also, by the way, the chair of the American Bankers Association. Ms. Stewart, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for asking. Anytime.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.